So some details of the carbonic anhydrase system. So carbonic anhydrase then is involved with the movement of carbon dioxide. So carbon dioxide reacts with water to form carbonic acid. That carbonic acid is in equilibrium with bicarbonate. And it's this carbonic acid bicarbonate equilibrium that helps set the pH of blood plasma. Now, when we're trying to move carbon dioxide from the site of respiration back to the lungs, this particular equilibrium here does not occur fast enough for enough transport to occur. So what biology does then is it uses an enzyme to speed up that process. And in this case here, you can see the active site, which is the key part of the enzyme that's doing the catalytic chemistry, has got a zinc sitting at the center. And you can see quite clearly that we've got carbon dioxide, which is normally a very unreactive molecule, bound at the active site here. And that's enabling the process of reacting carbon dioxide to form bicarbonate to form much more rapidly. So in terms of the amount of CO2 which is transferred to the lungs, hemoglobin's transporting about 20% of it, and 70% of it is actually undergoing this process where carbonic anhydrase speeds up the reaction. At the moment, we're not really introducing you to much in terms of the amino acid biochemistry, and 10-11 will do a little bit of this, but if you're interested, it's histidines here, which are bound from the protein to the zinc center, and it's in blue, the nitrogen, that's actually the donor atom, which is donating those electrons to keep the zinc comfortable.